When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the very latest edition of the Premier View Tipperary GAA podcast. Don't forget to give us a follow if you haven't done so already on Twitter. We are at Premier View Pod. On Facebook, our page is the Premier View Podcast, and on Instagram, where we are Premier View Podcast. We have up-to-the-minute news on all things Tip GAA across all our socials, plus the odd giveaway, so don't miss out. If you're a Spotify listener, don't forget to hit follow and also hit the bell so that you never miss a podcast episode.
Hello and welcome to the Premier View Podcast, episode number 113. Today, it's a big ball special with Anthony Shelley. What normally might be described as a slumbering championship in the group stages is certainly full of life this summer, Anthony. The Tipperary Football Championship, maybe it's the threat of relegation, maybe it's the split season coming into effect, but geez, there's a good few storylines for us to cover today after just two games played.
There is, and as you said, normally the football championship, the first two rounds, it struggles for a bit of traction early on. Like, and you go into the third round there for the last few years and there'd be a few dead rubber games, and you may even see walkovers given if a team's going well in the hurling, but not so much so this year. Few surprises early on. It's been very, very good, you know. Maybe in its own quiet way, nearly every bit as exciting as the hurling.
Yeah, you're not the only person to say that. Now, there's definitely a few subplots kind of boiling in. Look, and we'll go down through the groups, you know, group by group, I suppose. But for me, I suppose the story of the championship has to be, I suppose there's two. My Rovers, definitely one of them. Their travails there against, you know, right, fair enough, a fancy JK Bracken side, but maybe a not so much fancy Rockwell side. But also Loughmore losing that first game as well, which you don't often see. Normally Loughmore up the gears and kind of gradual style come through the group stage. But, you know, they're another team now with a bit of work to do. Is there anything you'd add to those two kind of maybe teams there?
Yeah, like the Loughmore one was, to me, was just one soft day. Very unusually for them, they took their eye off the ball. They rested a few players, rested John, Noel, Larkin Egan. And it's easy to understand why they have a heavy schedule coming up. A lot of those lads have a lot of miles in the legs at this stage, and they had beaten McCarthy by 15 points last year, so it was easy to see why. And they just got caught in the night. I think we've all played games where that has happened to us.
The Storm Betty was coming in as well.
Look, there were. I went to actually see them play Ard Fhinnan the other day, and you know, I thought maybe with 25 minutes gone, they were actually in a bit of trouble again. I said, my God, are they going to be heading for relegation? But Ard Fhinnan left a lot of scores behind. They probably over-elaborated too much in the close in the scoring area, instead of taking on the shot, they were maybe trying to walk it in and got turned over or whatever. Loughmore kicked 3 points just before half time. To put them a point down at half time, they had a small bit of a win, I suppose, in the second half. But Arfinnan came out, dominated again for the first 10 minutes of the second half, and went 6-4 up. And then I thought it was a huge moment in the game. They got straight through 1-1. Fairness, Aidan McGrath, the Loughmore goal, made a great save. And Loughmore went down and got a point. So instead of it being 1-6 to 4 points, it was now 6 points to 5 points, you know. And then for the next 25 minutes or so, sure, we've seen that movie 100 times before, like Loughmore just took over, and they were actually very impressive, I thought, in the last 25 minutes.
Could be the mega. I suppose one other story, again, that I'm sure we'll touch on as well, is Ballina's introduction. I have to admit, I wasn't a believer that, you know, they'd come in and waltz through a Tipperary Senior Football Championship, but, you know, their introduction so far has been very impressive with that kind of maiden win over Arfinnan. But look, we'll go, before we touch on that, we'll go back to Group 1, which is, I suppose, look, there's two stories in this one. There's, you know, Commercials are way out ahead. Had a lot of trouble against Kilsheelan there, which was a rip-roaring start, but kind of, you know, put to bed any fears over complacency there. But Jesus, the race for qualification and relegation behind them. You'd want the green mats to figure this one out now.
Yeah. God, who would have seen Drum? Well, you know what? I didn't see Drum beating Kilsheelan. But when I thought about it after, maybe being disingenuous to Drum, there are some really, really good footballers on it, and a lot of them have played underage county. You know, you had Paul Mullen there was one of the best minors we had over the last couple of years. And then you have, like I said, Shamey Callan in the centre-back, he was always a fine footballer. Just plays the role very well, keeps everything safe. And then you have the likes of Stevie Nolan, who was a dual minor in 2015. And but he's, you know, he's played soccer for Ireland as well. And, you know, they have a bit of talent there. It's just, I didn't think that they'd have enough done to beat Kilsheelan. Kilsheelan against Clonmel, I'm not sure if it was a bit of a false result. Like, I mean, I would have said this before. Clonmel, while they weren't at their best that night, got 25 shots off. Kilsheelan got 14, right? But in fairness, they did score 9 or 10 of them and did to get 3-7 that night. But maybe the goals masked over the performance. And Kilsheelan, they like to keep the ball. They really pass it to death. And when you're keeping the ball against Drum will actually hunt you down. They'll hunt the ball down as much as they did. And, you know, it's put Kilsheelan in a dodgy position, but you know what? I still think they will get over Aroge in the last game, and Mercer will get over Drum, which will put Kilsheelan through. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. So maybe this group is actually easy enough to work out, as you said, on all known form. I was
Aroge are on minus, Aroge minus 25. Now they still, Kilsheelan are minus 2 and Drum are.
Yeah, so look, Drum would cause a shock there. But look, I was that bit more impressed with Kilsheelan maybe than yourself was, to my untrained eye, against Commercials the first day. I thought the likes of Jamie, I thought they were showed more ambition maybe than they had in previous games against Commercials. Kind of they were buoyed by the goals. They didn't die away when, I suppose, Commercials got level early in the second half.
I thought when they went for it against Commercials, and they had an awful lot of ball against Commercials. They definitely might have been ahead for a long period of the game in the possession stakes, you know. But when they went at it, I mean, they looked to be devastating. And I would have said this before, I seen them play a few years ago against Aherlow when they needed to win by 9 or 10 points, and they went at it and they won by 20. And, you know, they were like the Harlem Globetrotters playing that day. But sometimes they just keep possession for the sake of keeping possession. And, you know, Drum turned them over a lot. You know, and like they can have no excuses. I think they went 1-3 to a point up in this game. You know, so
arguably, you could say that over the last decade or so, the Kilsheelan second to Commercials have the second best underage pedigree. If you look at the likes of the Keoghs, Barry Keogh, and like as well chipping in there, Dara Brennan's, and like Jamie Roach there, as I said, like they're all fine footballers.
They're like they have fine footballers, but I don't know. Is there a soft underbelly to them? I don't know. They should at this stage have been in the county final with the players they've had, and they haven't got there or threatened to get there. But I still think they'll be okay this time. You know, just the way the group is going to work out for them. But I mean, you know, they will have serious questions to.
Yeah, and look,
ask themselves and answer the next day.
And the other, I suppose, main story from that is that Ayr Óg look like they're heading for relegation now after that thumping against Commercials. As long as Drum and Inch can keep, look, I'm going to pull a figure out of the sky here, below a 15-point beating for Drum, I think should see them out of the relegation and Ayr Óg.
Yeah, Ayr Óg are what, minus 25, Drummer
level.
Zero, So, God, poor old Ayr Óg, which, you know what, for Cashelan, they probably don't want to be meeting an Ayr Óg side fighting for their life as well. But like, the week before, we were all saying fair play to Ayr Óg to survive another year, like, you know, and then that happens and Drum beats Cashelan.
For the uninitiated here now, this isn't just relegation. This is like supercharged relegation now in Tipperary football this year. This is the real year where you don't want to be into that bottom four, because we're going to lose three of the four in the relegation semis. So, I mean, and look, there could be a few big hitters in there somewhere, maybe in Arrivale or even in my Rovers. So, you really don't want to be in this relegation semi-final.
Yeah, like, I mean, if there was only two rounds, I think the four bottom teams at the moment are my Rovers, Kilsheelan, Arrivale and Arfina, right? So, now that'll probably change for four, but like three of those teams are going to go down. The four bottom teams play in a semi final. The losers of those semi finals are gone, and then the winners play in a final, and the loser of that is gone. So, you know, it's as you said, supercharged relegation, and you don't want to be, because you have to win. Once you get in there, you're obviously not going great, the fact that you're in there. But now you're being asked to win two matches, to remain senior. It's pressure.
Yeah, it's serious pressure. And look, it adds to the competitiveness maybe this year. You know, we're trying to put our finger on why the early stage of this championship are so competitive. But look, one of the other stories of the competition, of the championship, we touched on Loughmore there, but Ballina, I was a little bit dubious that they would actually have a big impact this year in senior football. I know that they've been seen as a common team, but for me, you know, they've got up the grades. But, you know, what an introduction, beating Arfinnan, who would be a well-established team there.
Yeah, they were very impressive that night, right? Granted, Neil, I think they scored 6-11 that night. And granted, I would say that Arfinnan would be beating themselves up over maybe four or five of the goals that went in. They were soft, but look, that's not Ballina's fault. They took advantage of them all. It shouldn't be that much of a surprise to anyone, right? So they have, what, one, two, three. They have Stephen O'Brien, Teddy Doyle, Owen Power, and James Hanley inside in the county senior setup.
Right? Is Charlie King bouncing around there as well?
But Charlie be still under 20, I think, you know? They were under 19 county champions 2 years ago, was it? Beyond the rag against the big Commercials in the final. So they would have a few lads coming from that team, and then Charlie King, super player. And then they have, add in that they have Tom Lee there playing centre forward. Like Tom, I think he's a Galway man originally, but he plays senior football for Limerick, you know? In the latter stage of his career now, but he's still a fine player. So you put it all together, like, I mean, there's not many teams of four in the county setup, so it shouldn't be that much of a surprise for anyone. I suppose I was just wondering, would they be able to get up to the pace of senior football straight away? They've had no problems, and their game the next day against Loughmore will probably tell us where they are, because Loughmore is always the test, isn't it? If you want to test yourself how you're going. No better team, and particularly a Loughmore team that actually need a win.
Exactly, and just outline maybe the group here. So at the moment, we've Ballina on four, we've Mike Harkey and Loughmore both on two, and we'd Arfinnan propping it up on zero. So Arfinnan have to play Mike Harkey in the last round, so that's a must win for them. And they'll be hoping for them to avoid relegation, put Mike Harkey in, that Loughmore beat Ballina And a win for Loughmore there to finish it out would put them in first place, and Ballina through in second. So there's a lot that can happen there.
There is. Now you still imagine that Loughmore and Ballina are in the driving seat because of the score difference, right? So even if Ballina beat Loughmore and Ard Finnan beat Mike Harkey, which is a possibility that those two results could happen, right? At the moment, Ard Finnan are minus 12. And Loughmore are plus 4 in score difference. So if three teams end up in 2 points, Loughmore are in the driving seat, as long as you don't ship a hammering against Ballina, and that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
So, and I think it'll be Ballina and Loughmore, but Loughmore won't want to take it to score difference.
And they won't, would put Mike Harkey in relegation. He hinted at that maybe either way. Or could Mike Harkey spring another surprise?
Well,
you have a soft spot for Ard Finnan there, so.
I have a soft spot for Ard Finnan. I don't know. If Ard Finnan can learn to pull the trigger, they're actually quite a decent side, but they're over-elaborating way too much. Like the first 25 minutes against Loughmore the other day, they had 80% possession, right? And they went in at half time, just a point up. They should have been nearly out of sight. I do think they will beat McCarthy, but here, I thought Loughmore would beat them as well.
So. Yeah, that could be one to watch there. Might be McCarthy's result in the hurling. If they're finished for the year in hurling, they might write. They might go out and have a right cut at Ard Finnan.
If Ard Finnan do beat McCarthy and the other game is close enough, regardless of who wins, right? They will need to beat McCarthy by 4 points or more because they're minus 12 at the moment, aren't they? And McCarthy are minus 8. If Ballina beat Loughmore and three teams end up in two, Ard Finnan will need to. They'll need to win by at least 3 points, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a squeaky bum time for them.
It is, exactly, yeah. Mm. But that's the kind of last day that we want. Move on to the next group, Group 3, which is Upper Church there. These are last year's beaten county finalists. 4.2 from 2. Killinall on 2 points. Kerr with a last gasp win over Arravale there at the weekend. 2 points and Arravale on 0. So... Mm. Thoughts on this one now?
Yeah, well, Upper Church, as you said, they were county finalists last year and they've gone about their business fairly well this year. Minimum of us, two relatively comfortable wins, maybe not playing their best, but, doing enough to get there. And you couldn't judge what went on in the rag last Friday night because, it was a monsoon out there. I'm not even sure the game should have been played. Thunder and lightning and everything towards the end of it. They got their job done, 1-6 to 4 points or whatever, after a difficult enough start. As you said, Kerr, Arravale led everywhere except on the line, didn't they? And a cracking goal. Who got it? It was an absolute worldly goal from Kerr to win it by 2 points.
Did you see Liam Casey's, I suppose, to kick him ahead there was fantastic as well.
Yeah.
In the realm kind of 60 minutes or so.
Yeah.
A point ahead.
For Kerr, I'm sure down in Kerr to do, but nobody seems to know how long Liam Casey is home for. Like, will he be home for another 2 weeks? And he would be a big loss if they didn't have him.
They'll be hiding his passport.
Yeah, yeah. He'd be a huge loss if they haven't. So, like, they play Killinall now in the last round to see who qualifies.
Yeah, that looks like a straight shootout there, exactly.
It is a straight shootout, Jeff.
Both would have taken that at the start of the campaign.
Yeah, and Killinall were very impressive against Arravale. As I said, you could write off. They weren't maybe not so impressive against Upper Church the other night. Obviously, the quality of the opposition was better, but also the conditions were horrendous. It was just who made the least mistakes, really. So, that'll be an interesting... It could even be one of the games in the next round. Like, it's a straight shootout. Winner takes all.
And are Arravale, are they destined for relegation semis now, looking at that, I think, Barb?
Don't see any way that they can survive it. to play the Upper Church, and they probably need to beat Upper Church by
you're right. Yeah. I think mathematically they are in the relegation there, so that's sorted at least. And look, they will have a relegation semi and maybe a relegation final to save their senior status.
Yeah, and even if they did manage to beat Upper Church, which is probably unlikely, as long as there's a result in the other game, they'll go down on the head to head. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's they have to regroup there for that one. JK Brackens, no outlandish predictions this year now, but chugging along nicely there with a statement win in the first round.
Yeah. We've had two very, very good second halves. I mean, the first day against my Rovers were a point up at half time and possibly should have been more. You know, but we were very, very good in the second half, and I think we won by 6 or 7 points or something like that in the end. So, yeah, it was a very, very good performance, and we were in a bit of trouble last Sunday against Ballyporeen. I think, you know, at half time we were 5 points down, and we went 7 points down early in the second half, and then we woke up, and for the last 25 minutes. We were very, very good. So slightly Jekyll and Hyde performances. You know, we can't afford again later on, if we get there, we can't afford to start that slowly against the better teams, because, you know, like even if we went 7 points down against Upper Church, Lockmore, Commercials, we're not coming back. You know, so we probably need to get a more consistent performance over the hour, but when we've been good, we've been very, very good.
Yeah, and I suppose you need to take care of Ballyporeen in the last game there. I'm just looking at it to secure.
We took care of them last Sunday.
Oh, sorry, Rockwell.
Yeah, that'll be a tough game as well. Rockwell's still going to the end anyway, you know.
And
they need a result.
I'm delighted to see them get the result, because I think that they've been, you know, they've been senior a couple of years now, and they've been looking for that win. I think they won the second tier competition a couple of years in a row. The name of it now. It is history, but you know.
Yeah, and I think it was last year. Might have been last year. I was down to see them play Kilsheelan. I think it might have been the last game of the group stages.
Yeah, but desperately unlucky in that.
I felt so sorry for them. Yeah. I mean, there's a team that died with their boots on that day. They left everything on the pitch, and they just came up a point short, I think, in the end. Like, kind of went, God, you know, that I'd love to see them get to the final stages for the effort that
they are. Yeah, and I was following the My Rovers game on Twitter, and I was thinking, Jesus, you know, probably something similar is going to happen there. My Rovers just kind of, you know, might just catch them. But yeah, you know, in fairness, they held on.
I thought against My Rovers, when my Rovers played us, as I said, they were quite good in the first half and maybe for a few minutes in the second half. But I thought they died. I thought they tired. And, you know, against a team like Rockwell, that's a dangerous thing to be happening. It's tiring in the last quarter, you know. And, you know, I know they're flying lads home from different parts of the world to play these games, and probably catching up with them, you know. It's probably catching up with them. And, they're in a bit of bother now. They're in a bit of bother. I don't see that anyway that they'll come out of the bottom four.
Really? That's a big statement.
Yeah. I was saying, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Ballyporeen beating them. So,
if you look at the two teams and their merits.
Yeah. The Ballyporeen weren't bad now. I said that we needed to be at our very best to reel them back in. And plus the fact that there was a fairly decent wind in our back in the second half in Cashel. So it wasn't a bottle job. We were always going to come back with that wind. Ballyporeen, they're a decent side. They have Darrow Brennan up front. You know, like, they need us to beat Rockwell, and that's not guaranteed. And they need to beat Ballyporeen. And that's not guaranteed either. You know, I know they could technically still finish second, but I think they're going to be in relegation.
Yep, there's a big call there. Wouldn't be surprised, and they'll, you know, I suppose maybe other teams won't will be hoping that they do get out of it because they want to face them in relegation as a marquee name, I suppose, in Tipperary football.
I do think if they did end up there, I think they'd be fine. You know, it's the other three teams that would be worried then, isn't it? You know,
exactly. Yeah. So look, I suppose at this stage now, general predictions are commercials looking very strong.
I wasn't overly impressed with them against Kilsheelan. I thought they were very structured. They were laboured and everything. But the other day, right, I know it's easy to look good when you're winning, but it was very early on. I thought their movement was excellent. They were playing just some champagne football. The difference, I thought, was that against Kilsheelan, they stood back and let Kilsheelan play in front of them. But against their Oak, they actually went after the ball. And they won some amount of turnovers. I don't have to figure, but they were just very aggressive going after the ball. And if they stay at that, they're going to be very, very hard to be beat. So is it get boring talking about commercials at this stage? You know,
yeah. Look, you still have those heavyweight clashes come the semi final time as well. You know, teams might fancy go to them. Look, commercials and Knockmore and Cashel. End of September.
Like that, stadium, they're probably going to be hard to beat, all right. But anybody, commercials like more in Cashel, commercials Brackens and Cashel, commercials Overchurch and Cashel.
Jeez, I don't know now.
All those teams will be looking for Cashel.
They'll be all out relining the pitch, I'd say, making it small. But right, we'll go for a quick look at the intermediate as well. So again, commercials in this actually in group one there have opened in front of me. So they've started very strongly in this. As you look, they have a fine panel of lads there on intermediate. So they've had a good win over mine and a big win over my Rovers to start there. So this, the lay of the land here is commercials on 4 points, mine on two, Golden on two, and my Rovers bringing up the rear. And the fixtures tell me it's Drummond Inch versus commercials there. But do you have the last round here? The way the games are working,
I do. Yeah.
The Tipperary website. Sure. It would be commercials against Golden.
It's commercials v Golden and mine v Mile. Commercials Golden should be a good one. They've met for the last couple of years, and I think actually Golden have come out on top in both the last 2 years. Certainly in a very good game down in New Inn last year, they got over commercials by a point or two. And commercials intermediate team, very young team, you know, with one or two stalwarts thrown in, but you know, it's more or less their under 19 team, isn't it? They'll be lively, probably get weaker as the competition goes on, as they lose less to the senior. But they've done well so far, 4 points plus 19.
Again, you might know, how does the relegation work here with the restructure?
It's probably the most important one. If it was supercharged for the senior, there's five teams going down in the intermediate, right? Let's see how it works. So what will happen is the fourth place team, so there's three groups, right? Two groups of four and one group of six, right? So the fourth place team in group one and two go down. Relegated, no playoffs, no nothing. They're gone, right? The fifth and sixth place team in group three, which is the sixth team group, the fifth and sixth place team, they're both gone as well. So now that's four teams gone straight away, relegated. And the third place teams in groups one and two play off, and the loser of that. So there's only one relegation playoff for the third place team, which would be the
right. So what I'll do is I'll read out that group three, because that's a big one there. Now, just on that before I get back to you on the relegation. So Turles Arsenal sit top of the pile on 4 points along with Galty Rovers. So maybe a bit of a surprise from Turles there, but Galty be contenders. Aherlow, perennial senior participants on 2 points. Mulnahone on two, and bringing up is Lockmore with a poor enough score difference in Brackens, or zero from two as well.
Like, as I said,
a lot of football to be played in that group.
There's five teams to go down, right? But you would imagine the three of those teams will be the second teams: My Rovers, JK Brackens, and Loughmore, right? So, in this particular group, you'd imagine like the JK Brackens Loughmore game with the score difference there, in both they're both gone more or less. So there you can take it, but it's the who's going to qualify for the quarterfinal? Who's going to finish in the top two? At the moment, SARS look to be in the driving seat. SARS are playing Galty. So it's who are in second place at the moment in the next round, right?
That'd be, but I suppose, look, with no offence to Loughmore, but they've been for a few years now a weak team. And one of the SARS wins is just to get, you know, they ran up a big win against them. So
Tarlis no more than ourselves. You know, Loughmore, I think it was in 2017, they surprisingly won a junior county final and ended up in intermediate. And the very same thing happened to JK Brackens in 2018. We won a county final against Ballyluby, who were 10 points a better team than us, but they couldn't kick the ball over the bar, and we ended up winning the game. And since we went up, I think, stand corrected, I think we've only won one game at intermediate level since we went up. But because teams at this level have been, do you remember Killadangan one year?
Yeah.
Looked to go down. Morris Kane looked to go down another year. And then there was a year that there was no relegation at all. So we couldn't actually get out. We couldn't get relegated, you know. So Loughmore and ourselves will be far more happier next year being competitive at junior level, and both teams will be competitive junior level. And I suspect something similar with my Rovers.
And look, these divisions will take a couple of years to sort. You know, these grades will take a couple of years to sort as you go down to get the competitiveness to them.
But in that group three, so the draw for the next round was made last night. Mm-hmm. And it's Galty are playing SARS. So that's the two top teams. And Mulnahone are... Wonder I'd like to have seen this draw. Mulnahone are playing Arlo, which are the two middle teams.
You'd think after that maybe it might be, you know, the opportunity there for a few walkovers or whatever. That, you know, things will be fairly clear after those two.
Well, JK Brackens and Loughmore are playing, but it's more or less a dead rubber. So I don't know whether that game will go ahead. But the other, there's certainly no dead rubber because they're two shoot-ups really. Even though SARS are in the driving seat, I would Arlo Mulnahone, the winner of that, may well end up in second place in that group, in group three.
And I suppose group two then just there's a bit of football and royalty here, I suppose, with Federt kind of one win from two, but Grange Mork are many people's perennial favourites for this competition over the last couple of years. Always seem to just find one team too good or too strong, maybe they're on two from two. They're concentrating fully on the football this year. Clonmelogue are one from two. Federt are one from two or 2 points as well. And Fattershees probably, well, they are destined for the relegation as well, you'd say.
Fattershees are gone there. I don't see any way back for them. I know they could beat Grange Mokler, but even the score difference then. So you basically, I think, you have a shootout between Federt and Clonmelogue to see who qualifies here. Should be interesting. Grange Mokler, Charlie McGeever in charge this year. I think, as you said, everybody's favourites at the start of every year. And if the county final, they are very light side, young and light. And if the county final was played in August every year, I think they'd win the county final every year.
They were young and light 3 years ago.
Yeah. I'd say they'd have an average age of maybe 21 or 22. Like, I mean, 3 years ago, they were nearly an under-19 team. It's the bones of an under-19 team that was playing, or an under-21 team that was playing that won a county final a couple of years ago, or got to a county final a couple of years ago. So, the problem, I think, for them is that the county final won't be until the end of October, and pitches are heavy, and, you know, they get caught. Football is different back in those days.
Yeah,
that's going to be their challenge.
Was it Drum that beat them up the stadium last year?
Yeah.
They've eaten them. That was a good example.
And like, that's what I was saying about Drum there in the senior. Just go back to them for a second.
Oh, sorry, that was 2 years ago. Ballina beating them.
Ballinabbe them last year, yeah. But like Drum 2 years ago, in when they beat them in the stadium, they were very good that day, Drum. But if you remember, Drum went on to play Nigel from Cork or from Kerry in the Munster semi-final that year, and only lost by a point or two to them, who went on to win the All-Ireland. So, like, that's why teams can't afford to take Drum lightly in the senior. But to go back to this one, yeah, Grange Mochler, they'll be there, but thereabouts at the end. I think Federer will get over Clonmel Oak. The Clonmel Oak's first round defeat against wasn't it Grange Mochler they played in the first round? I wouldn't be reading too much into their win against Potter Sheehy's. They'd have to go out and do it again before you could. And their form for the last couple of years hasn't been great. So you would imagine, while be tight, you'd imagine Federer will get over and qualify there.
Who'd be your next best, I suppose, in this one? Would give it to Galti, seem to be building a little bit. Their commercials might be a bit short come the business
Yeah,
end.
you see, Galti had to play Sars, and they have to beat Sars to qualify, because the winner of the Aherlow Mullaghone game will probably take second place there.
Yeah, and
Yes.
who'll again put your neck on the line for that one for a winner there?
I
Arlo haven't
fancy.
been that impressive, I think, since
Yeah. Ken, they were very unlucky the other night in horrendous conditions down in Tip Town. They looked to have the game won, and a fortuitous goal right at the end. You remember shooting for a point, and it was one of those, the minute he left the boot, there's a chance of this dropping into the top corner. Like, it was one of them. And it was only about a minute or two left that Arlo didn't have time to come back. But I think Arlo will be okay against Mullaghone, and they'll be hoping that Saras will beat Galti. Interesting, hard to know how it's going to go,
Yeah,
but I do think Arlo will beat Mullaghone. Saras Galti is the tough of the call.
it's like again another competition there with a lot of permutations there, and one to keep an eye on over next week or so, as we hit the final round of games. Anthony, it's been an absolute pleasure. I suppose we'll reconvene after the group stages to see the light of the land, how wrong or
Yeah,
right we were.
it's so complicated at the moment with everything that can go on. It's been great. It's been great. I wonder, could we relegate three and relegate five every year?
But look, on a serious note, maybe before finishing up, maybe this kind of relegate one and promote one kind of thing, maybe it does stagnate championships a bit. And maybe, after this initial cull, that you might look at a situation where there's two up, two down. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, it may be, as I said, it's certainly worth having a conversation about, isn't it? Two up, two down for in groups of 12, I think, as it will be from next year, isn't it? Would certainly liven things up.
Because
Certainly
look, you could
worth
be
a
running into
conversation.
one team every year that's kind of getting going down. Like, maybe 2 week for senior or whatever, having a bad year, and then you could be second best for a long time in intermediate and not getting up. I don't think it's too good to anyone.
No, and and plus at the senior, like, I mean, you nearly always know who's going to, not this year, obviously, but for the last few years, you were nearly fairly sure who'd go down every year, or but if two go down, well, that makes it interesting. Yeah, certainly worth having a conversation about.
Exactly. Sherlock, we'll discuss that and other things, I suppose, as the championship form. So thanks a million, Anthony. Talk again
All
soon.
right, Kevin. Talk to you. Bye.
Now I'm joined by Brian Fogarty from Fiserv, who are Tipperary's main sponsors. And I suppose there's a great couple of events in store on the 2nd of September. Brian, there's a big day planned in Semple Stadium as part of Fiserv's sponsorship there. So delighted that you could join me here and just talk a bit about Fiserv's relationship with Tipperary. And we'll start off with a look at kind of what's on that day on the 2nd of September in their own Semple Stadium, because there's a lot going on.
There is. It's a jam-packed day. Yeah, I suppose to kind of give you a bit of context, maybe where it all kind of came from, really. So part of the deal that we kind of did with Tipperary is we're very community-driven and finest Fiserv, and they love to kind of get behind, charities. We always kind of get behind some charities. We've been doing Clean as charity, and that's where the connection is there for about the last 5 years. And then we brought in the Dylan Quirk Foundation for this one as well. So they're actually our partner for the whole year. So we do run community events all year. You've probably seen us outside the stadiums for all the matches there. We were giving out flags and ponchos, things like that for the matches. And we're taking donations for the Dylan Quirk Foundation at that as well. So they were our charity then for this year. So we did something similar last year. And it's something we built into the contract that we could have one big charity event that we were going to do every year. So we came up with this idea for the Semple Field Day. And we ran it for the first time last year, where we did it for the North and South Tip Hospice. So, look, it was a great event. It was a fantastic event. We got great support. The clubs were fantastic. It got behind it. And we ended up raising just a little over 40,000. So it went with 20,000 went to each hospice. Look, it was just a fantastic day. And so this year we went on to something else. We did it something similar, but we're going a little bit bigger this year. So the plan is to try and go a little bit bigger.
Is right. There's a lot there on the day itself, isn't there? And it starts bright and early, I suppose, with I suppose you have clubs coming from all over the county with an under-9 hurling blitz up in Dr. Miller's Park and Semple Stadium, and it kicks off from there then.
Exactly. It's a really kind of a family day. We started off with being a family day, and that was the idea of it last year. So we looked around with other, to be honest with you, Kevin, we looked around at other similar type ones. We do one ourselves in Golden. I'm a Golden man myself. And we do something similar. We saw other clubs doing something likewise, where they have an underage blitz, and predominantly it's supposed to try and get people into the field in the day. But this really just took off this year. So in fairness to Kevin Halley and his team there, they looked after all this, the under-9 blitz. And I think we're over 90 teams at this stage.
Wow.
Which is just fantastic. Yeah. So look, it's going to be the guts of probably 1,500 people in around the stadium for the day, which is unbelievable in itself. Like 95 teams, and if you average it out, 10 kids, and then you've all the parents, they're looking at still 1,500 kids.
Kids will have a chance for the tours of the county player, which would be an any added bonus there, I see, also kind of going on the day itself.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Connor Bow is good. He works here with us, so he have a good contact there with the players. So we're after managing to get about 20 players together. So we're hoping to have 20 of the panel there in the day to do tours, and they're going to do skill sessions and referee the matches and bring them around for the day. So look, it's a great day for the kids themselves there. And they're going to get to play on Semple Stadium themselves. So whether they know it or not yet, I'm not sure, but I probably should announce it now. Their last few minutes, their last game is going to be actually on Semple Stadium. So every kid that comes that day will get to play in Semple Stadium.
Brilliant. And if you're like myself, and maybe the chances of playing in Semple have gone, there's an old fun run there as well, maybe to kind of start and finish there. And
exactly.
You're bringing up if your parents maybe have the kids there, they can tug off for that as well. Like, you know,
exactly. And that's one of the reasons why we did it. Yeah, it's exactly the reason why we did it, just because you'd have people there. It's a long day. It's broken into three phases. So if your team is playing in the first phase, you can do the run the second or third, and likewise if you're broken in any way like that. So that's the way the day is broken out with the under-9 blitz. So look, yeah, we're doing a 6 and an 8K run. It's starting at one side, so it's starting at the newsstand side, and you'll run around and come back down, we'll say, the Holy Cross Road, and you'll run back into the stadium. So for the likes of myself, they'll probably never get a chance to run into Semple Stadium again. It's a great excuse to kind of run into Semple Stadium that day, you know.
Exactly. And the World Championships are on there now at the moment, Athletic. So you could mimic your heroes with that. And look, it keeps on coming. You have a car boot sale. So again, that'll attract different people in there. So I suppose you'd be looking for people to bring their wares and that.
Exactly. Yeah. Last year, I think we close on 25 or 30 stalls. So look, something up around that again. They all had a great day. Look, this year I think it's going to be an even bigger crowd, so I'm expecting more. We've got plenty of them in already. I think we're gone up close to the 20 mark already for the car boot sale. So look, we're hoping we're going to get even more in than that. And the bake sale is just something that we kind of missed out a bit on last year, and we got a lot of people that kind of looked for it. Why didn't we do it? So it's why we brought it in this year. And again, for that, we're looking for donations from shops or businesses, or even just people who want to go baking at home. And it'll be an extra few quid that we can sell and give to the charity.
We put the call out there. So any master bakers out there that want to contribute more. And I suppose the highlight of the day then is a roadshow GAA Legends there. So, and not just GAA Legends, from other sports and codes as well.
Exactly. And just before that, Kevin, just not to pass it out, I suppose, is the dog show. We have a dog show that's going to go on that stage as well. We had a huge dog show last year. We got close up on 100 dogs, I think, came last year. And she's telling me already that it's going to go even surpass that. We might have twice that this year. So it's another one of these things that's just grown. There's loads of different categories for loads of different types of dogs. It's a girl from home, does Trish Noonan. She's from my own local area and she runs it all. She's absolutely fantastic. She's mad into it. So if you want something to do for your dog that day, bring on your dog. It's
exactly.
Just a great,
you know, that's
out.
Something that's going to attract different people in around the place. Exactly. You know, it's all for a good cause. So you get a good variety of people in there.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. But yeah, no, look, and as you said there as well, that evening time, it's some lineup. I know it is. It's some light. It kind of grew with a couple of guys, a couple of other fellas then kind of rolled in. But look, if you see that the people we have there now, look, we've Davey Fitz, Tommy Walsh, Henry Shefflin, TJ Ryan is coming on, Eamon Corcoran, Lara Corbett. It's just growing and growing, of course.
That's brilliant. So there's new names there that aren't on the poll. And just what's the ticket situation for that, Brian? Because a lot of people will be very interested.
Exactly, yeah. So you can get all the tickets for everything is online this year. So this is the first time we've done that. So we've been.
And is that on tipperaryga.ie?
Exactly. If you go into tipperary.ie, there's a new fundraising tab there. So it's just created just for this event. So they'll be using it from now on. But the fundraising tab, if you look at that fundraising tab, everything is there. So you'll be able to get your tickets for the roadshow. You'll be able to register your dog. And you'll be able to go into your draw, which I'm sure we'll talk about there in a few minutes.
Yeah, and that's it. If you want to hit the draw, I suppose the monster draw as well, maybe another highlight. And we've music.
Yeah,
the draw
is huge. Yeah, the draw is the prizes we're after getting. And great thanks to the two charities. I mean, they passed on a lot of these prizes that they've been giving to people. Like two tickets for the Hurling All-Stars. I mean, I might have said I'd never get a chance to run into Semple Stadium, but I can tell you I'll definitely never end up at the All-Star. So that's probably the only way I'm going to get there. So look, it's a great way for everybody to get to the All-Stars.
We have a few horse racing tickets for the Punchestown as well festival. So,
exactly, the Punchestown. We have a four ball in the All-Ireland Championship there and the Golf Championship in Killarney, Pembroke, Kilkenny, a fabulous hotel, loads of signed jerseys, and we've more and more things coming on. I think, believe the other, yesterday we got two tickets for any Nathan Carter event. So look, there's great prizes still coming in.
That's the movie prize there now. So.
Yeah. Actually, I just missed there, Kevin, as well, is and it's the one thing we keep missing, and it's a huge thing as well, is the Abbeysk.
Yes.
They're a massive draw. They're able to fill a place on their own. And we were lucky enough to get them sponsored. Actually, Pfizer, my own company, ended up sponsoring them. So it's the reason why we have them. But look, they can fill a place on their own. They're a fantastic night. I've been to myself about 2 months ago. So look, it's a fantastic night. So,
and that's in the dome there, is it?
It's all in the dome. It's just literally straight after the Legends Roadshow. It's going to be straight. So for your €25,
you're getting good bang for your
buck. You're getting some furious value, yeah. And actually, we're just going to promote it from today on. So from tonight on, we're going to be doing an early bird as well. So if you want to buy your ticket before Sunday, you'll get it for £20. So like for a show like that for £20, I don't think you'll get it anywhere.
Absolutely. Look, it's a great cause. There's a couple of great causes. Fair play to Pfizer putting their weight and their, I suppose, their enthusiasm behind this, Brian, as well.
Yeah.
They brought a great kind of new direction for the sponsorship with all Tipperary teams, and you've really thrown your weight behind it. So I think fair play on that.
Yeah, thanks a million. It's a new, I suppose, way of sponsorship. I suppose it hadn't been kind of done before. And the one thing I was told before when I was handed the job to do it was they wanted to leave a legacy here, you know, and just loads of other things we do with the county board as well. So we wanted to leave a legacy. So when we do move on, or if we ever move on, we just want to leave something behind, you know. And
it's going to be high for whoever comes afterwards as well. I suppose just look, a reminder to all the Premier View podcast listeners out there as well, that if they can support this in any way, there's loads of ways to support it. Buying a ticket or contributing a spot prize or whatnot. Two great causes, as you said. And fair play to Pfizer for actually leading on this.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Thanks for having us.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.